All right, well, welcome everyone. This is Trent with Prosper. We're going to get started here today on the topic of social media basics, on how to drive, you know, boatloads of traffic to your site, how to use that traffic effectively to generate, you know, more awareness and more sales, you know, throughout your whole internet, you know, throughout your whole internet marketing experience and journey. So I one lady just chimed in. So Darian, you're still there, right? So if you have any questions, you know, always feel free to chime in instead of just, you know, listen the whole time. You're more than welcome to just ask questions whenever you got them. If you want to discuss something, just let me know, okay?
I'm still here. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problems. You're just fine. So, yeah, we were just mentioning that if you have any questions, you know, just let me know. Well, we can discuss them in the process. You know, this time period during the day is a little bit more challenging for other people to get on to, and so it's always helpful if you have questions outside looking in, you know, to ask them, and it helps out, obviously, not only yourself, but other people, you know.
Okay, great.
So good. What's that?
I said, sounds good.
Okay, cool. So have you used social media a lot in your marketing yet, Darian?
I do. I have, I'm a musician, and I have a spiritual blog. So I use lots and lots of social media.
Awesome. How's it benefited you?
Oh, gosh. I mean, huge. I get with the music, I'm getting more and more fans. People are sharing things. I'm getting gigs and performances out of it. It's huge. It's essential.
Yeah, cool.
That's
excellent. So it's very interesting. I'm just going to use it as a good example here, if you wouldn't mind. Put you on the spot.
That's all right.
So when you first started off with social media, was it a super immediate type of response that you got in terms of generating sales, or was it more of a long term?
It took me a long time because I had no clue what I was doing to generate even just a little bit of a fan base, you know, and really I got most of my fan base from, I did YouTube videos and from doing shows and kind of telling people to find me online, but it took a long time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And it can, that's for sure. You know, and so that's one of the things that we'll be talking about, and we'll be tying in. I'll ask a few more questions. You can obviously respond in the whole process here today. But today we're going to be talking about, you know, the basics of social media, how to get started off with that a lot, you know, quicker, so you can get, so I can, you know, reduce that learning curve for a lot of you, and help you see the results a lot faster. Okay. So, but yeah, bottom line is, you know, social media is definitely here to stay. I mean, it's huge, as you pointed out, Darian, and it's an excellent, powerful tool, and to be able to create, number one, a lot of awareness. You know, it's a an excellent strategy to take, you know, with you know, getting your products, your services, get your brand out there in a major way in front of a lot of people. And we'll go over a lot of creative ways that you can consider using in your marketing. Okay, but we'll also discuss, you know, the major social media outlets out there. Okay, we'll talk about Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google Plus, and Pinterest, and possibly a couple others if we have time. But those are, you know, the major ones that we'll be discussing, and the major portals that most people go to, you know, nowadays. And so we'll talk about those areas, and then also discuss some of the strategies that you can implement to driving traffic and how to, you know, incrementally take those folks, you know, step by step through your sales funnels, and really how to do that properly. We're not going to actually go on in depth on the sales funnel aspect, but we'll go in terms of the strategy, and then discuss, you know, some of the principles involved. You know, the success principles and the best practices, you know, to practice, you know, in your social media marketing. Okay. And then a few other things here that I'll throw in as a surprise as we start to move forward. So let's jump into it. So number one is I'd like to talk about Facebook first off. There's a lot of things we can do with Facebook, okay? But first off is the general best practices, you know, with Facebook and overall with social media is that we usually don't go to if you think about when we go to social media outlets like Facebook and Twitter and so forth, we don't go there to buy stuff, right? I mean, people go there to connect, chat with people, join groups, I mean, vent, you know, talk about their dog, you know, talk about their cat, talk about their grandparents and their friends and all kinds of things, right? So there's conversations going all over the world on everything under the sun. And that's just one of the beauties about social media, is that there's billions of conversations that are going on as we speak. You know, last month there was a bit more than a billion people that visited Facebook alone. And there's, like I said, all types of people, you know, that you can tap into. And you think about your products, think about your services, think about the value that you have to offer people. And it's really about connecting your value to an audience out there that's really looking for it, helping people out with it, lifting them up, and serving them. So this is really what this is all about with social media, is using social media as a tool to help you out with helping them, okay? Creating a win-win situation so you can get the message that you have in front of more and more people and influence and persuade and create a better world. Okay, so, you know, with one of the other points here I'll mention with best practices is that you don't go to the social media outlets to sell directly. Okay, so direct selling is a downhill battle with social media. But, you know, the better approach to take is to use these different types of media to warm them up. Okay, such as blog posts and videos, and infographics, and images that are either controversial or inspiring or fun or exciting that are emotion-driven, you know. And so if you keep those things in mind, you know, those will help you get the best results, you know, with the social media marketing that you implement. But when you look at blog posts, you know, there's all kinds of valuable articles you can create and share with the audiences out there, you know, throughout the various networks, along with videos. You can go to YouTube and, you know, Vimeo, and the list goes on. There's a lot of video hosting outlets out there that you can go to get videos from. And if you're not creating videos yourself, then you can get other people's videos, you know, and share it with people. Now, the other one I mentioned, infographics, is pretty cool as well, because in this day and age, you have a lot of information that's going on out there. You know, tons and tons of information. We don't, you know, need more information. What we need is we need synthesized information, information that's simplified, easy to understand, so we can assimilate it into our lives quicker. So if you think about your business, you know, Darian and whoever else is on the line right now, think about simplifying, okay, what you have to offer, such as, you know, your message. And now, if you're trying to explain something complex, maybe you can jot it out in a step-by-step format. And you could use flowcharts. You could use, you know, all kinds of different diagrams or, you know, images. And you can hire people, you know, through, you know, different designers you can get on your own, or also through these outsourcing networks, such as Elance or Odesk, and find people who can create infographics for you. You know, that can take complex or even interesting or exciting topics that you have within your business and just put it on one page. You know, it's just the one you know, PDF document or an image that is usually about, you know, sometimes a lot of them are really long. So if you were to go to like Pinterest, Pinterest.com, Pinterest.com, and just type in infographics, there's a boatload of infographics that you can check out as an example. I mean, you can get a ton of excellent ideas from other people who have posted infographics as a way of helping them drive, you know, social traffic, yeah? You know, traffic from social media outlets to their sites. So we might talk about that a bit more here later into the call, but infographics are pretty cool, okay? To be able to, and also effective to be able to help people see the bigger picture of what you have to offer and help them take action faster. And then images is huge. You know, obviously images tie in with all these other elements that we just barely mentioned. But, images, you can link any of these elements, such as blog posts and videos and so forth, to your own site. And we'll actually talk about that a bit more in depth, too, as a strategy of bringing them from one environment, which is the social media environment, into your own world. Okay, your own world is your website, right? Or your sales funnel. Whatever it is, it's your environment that you control. At least you should be controlling. And so once they're in your own world, then you can guide them along in the path that they should take and that you want them to take. Okay? But so those are some of the basic practices and steps to, to take with seeing better results in your social media marketing. Just keep in mind, you go straight to social media first and foremost, especially if you're a brand new business, to create awareness. You know, sharing valuable, interesting articles and images and so forth that help people see what you're all about. Okay, and they start to spread it more and more, and you get more and more awareness. Okay, people are recognizing you more and more. Okay, and then also the value. Okay, the value is really the bottom line of anything. Think about it. When you create blog posts or videos or infographics or images, it's not a matter of just slapping up some type of blog post or video. It's a matter of thinking through what kind of image or what kind of video are you going to be posting and what is it going to do or what are the possibilities of it doing. You know, think things through and ask yourself, where could this lead? You know, and ultimately you're not going to really find out until you start to share it, but first think about the value of it and who it's going to impact and who it could help and what do you want that content to do for you and other people. Yeah. So, yeah, if you keep those elements in mind, you know, the value and the content, the content creation that you develop and the way that you share it and present it, it works out really great. And one of the other points and, elements I'll actually share at this point is, when you share, one of your articles or videos and so forth, you can share that same type of content again and again and again. I mean, I learned that method from one of my mentors and myself, and he shares the same thing every Monday. And surprisingly, people don't even notice that it's actually the same thing. You know, people leave comments and say, wow, that's such a valuable article. And it's actually image, and it's the same thing that he posts every single Monday. You know, so you can do the same thing. Because if you think about the nature of Facebook feed, it's like a stream. You know, water rushing through it, and it's just constantly flowing in one direction. And it's easy to have content just lost in the whole stream of content. Info, you know, all the info that's rushing through the whole process there. So keeping it, keeping that content cycling through on a regular basis is really great to do. You know, we call it just re-nurturing that content instead of just posting it once. Keep on doing it, within reason. You know, it probably doesn't make sense to have, to take that to extreme where you have one image that you're posting every single day. You know. So use your common sense and make it more common practice as you start to look at the content you're sharing with people. Okay. So with Facebook, let's jump into some of the features and benefits that you can tap into with that network. So a few of them I've already mentioned, like the Facebook feed and so forth, but you can create custom pages within Facebook. Okay, and you can customize those pages to a certain degree with banners or header images and a smaller icon on the page with either a picture or a logo. And then you can start to invite people to like the page. Okay, if you need help with adding a page or even showing you how to do it, you can call in and we can help you out and show you. But you can create pages for all types of purposes, And so you can check those out once you go into Facebook. There's fan pages and pages for your business and for gigs and for events and all that. Other things you can do is you can post polls and contests. you know, using Facebook, and that's pretty fun. So yeah, if you think about, you know, a contest that you want to run, yeah, consider posting it on Facebook. You know, there's a lot of you know, people that, you know, can engage with you a lot faster that way, because it's in an environment of, you know, quicker exchange, and they can take action on it a lot faster. Okay, so check out the pages, and you can set those up. Another element that Facebook allows you to do is setting up a like box. So you've probably seen that on a lot of websites, including your own that you might have. If you have a like box on there, it just shows the faces of, you know, people who have liked your page for your business or for your, you know, for your website, and it just presents those, you know, people, you know, those people's images along with an option for people to click on the like button so they can like the page. And what that does is it, you know, that person likes it and it shows, you know, the update, upcoming content that you post onto your Facebook page into their stream, you know, their feed. So if you have 50 people who like your page, and those 50 people, you know, they all know people as well, you know, it kind of ripple effects. But that's one of the major powers of social media, is that, you know, they know people, and they know people, and they know people, you know, and so it just goes on and on. And so anyway, but using that like box is a pretty effective tool to use on, you know, in various places on your site, but primarily on the homepage if it makes sense for your business, you know, so people can like it and, you know, just make it easy for people to connect with you. That's, you know, one of the major principles to keep in mind with being successful with that is making it easy for people to connect with you. You know, you don't want to have to, you know, make it hard for people to find how to connect with you. You know, make it easy. So that's one easy way of making it possible for people to jump into the game and find out what's going on with your business. And they'll be able to stay updated there on after, as long as they like your page. Because anytime you post new content, like I said, it'll go straight into their feed, and they'll be able to check it out. And then one of the next elements with Facebook is they have an excellent, really powerful system to pay for your advertising with super high precision. You know, you can target people, you know, anywhere throughout the world using their paid advertising system. I mean, if you wanted to target people in certain zip codes or the, you know, certain things that they like, you know, movies that they like, whatever they like, I mean, Facebook has a lot of data that they've gathered. It's almost freaky sometimes if you think about it. But if you think about all the data they've been able to gather over the years since they've been around, they have a lot of information, you know, and with information comes the ability to give more power to advertisers, you know, such as yourself. If you're wanting to advertise your product or service in front of a lot of people, well, then you can use Facebook, you know, to you know, get your product or service in front of those folks with precision. You know, compared to you know, many other advertising platforms where you're able to pay for your advertising, you know, such as pay-per-click or, you know, pay-per-impression, you know, paid advertising portals like Google AdWords or Bing Ads, and Amazon and so forth. The system with Facebook, I found, is a lot more precise, and it allows it to target people a lot more effectively. You know? So, but take that into account of what I mentioned earlier with the aspect of direct selling. You know, it's you know, one of the you know, vocabulary words I'll share with you is, you know, interruption marketing. You know, if you're interrupting people when you're trying to market in front of them, it's not as effective, and so you got to take a different approach with, you know, your Facebook stuff. So if you're advertising in front of, you know, you know, people there through that portal, you know, with Facebook, then to keep that in mind is that you know, sharing things that, you know, are just directly in line with their interests, you know, their likes, you know, the things that they have going on with their life, their life scenarios. You know, think about those types of things. You know, instead of blatantly advertising price type of stuff, okay, you know, so present those types of things, you know, through your ads, and present the benefit of the product or service. When you go to Facebook, you can see a lot of the ads, you know, and see what people are doing. Doesn't mean that they're necessarily working, but It just means that if you look at a lot of the words that they're using, especially a lot of the gurus that are doing it quite often, Ryan Dice, he's one of the gurus that uses Facebook a lot, in marketing. And so I've been following him for quite a while, and he's had a lot of success with Facebook marketing in terms of the paid advertising, and also with the organic. But with the paid spots, you can do really well as long as you do it right. And so one of the ways of doing it right is taking the customer one step at a time, and just presenting the major benefits or benefit that they can stand to gain in your advertisement, and then inviting them after they click on it, they'll go to your landing page and so forth. But that's a entire different training in and of itself with paid advertising. But I just wanted to point out that using that social media outlet with Facebook, you can use their paid advertising system to present your offers in front of a lot of people really fast. We're only talking about hours. Just within the next couple hours, you can, if you're doing it for the first time, you got to set up your account. But within a day, you can have easily your offer in front of people, and it can work out pretty good for you as long as you do, like I said, do it correctly. Now, the last point I'll bring up here with Facebook ties in with all the social media outlets, okay? And this is a linking strategy, how to share stuff. I implied a few of these elements earlier, but we're going to talk about that a little bit more in depth right now. So when you get your blog post, okay, and you want to share it with people, one of the ways you can do it is you can do it manually, or you can do it automatically. I do both myself. And, manually gives you more control over how to present it. So if you were to go to your website and choose a blog post, you can take some of the information, okay? And if you think about just the anticipation content, just some information that's, it's some great information that is just going to get their interest level spiked enough to where they're going to click on the link, okay, is what you'd want to do. Instead of just sharing the whole blog post right on Facebook, it's better to take them from Facebook to your website. So to do that, you just share like an excerpt or just a smaller section of that blog post that gives them a pretty good idea of what you're going to be talking about, but you're not going to spill the beans, all at once. Okay, so one thing at a time, the first thing that you share is let them know, the benefit, what kind of cool things they can check out, if it's a step-by-step tutorial that you did or some comment, awesome video that you found that teaches them something awesome. Then whatever it is, the bottom line is, share an excerpt of it and then put the link to that blog post right, before or after the excerpt, okay? And doing that, you'll be able to get a lot more traffic to your website. And then you're able to bring them into your environment, with your sales funnel or whatever it may be. Okay, but think about where you want that customer to go to next. Whenever you're sharing stuff on Facebook and Twitter and so forth. Okay, same thing goes with videos. Okay, you can go to YouTube and copy the embedded code, or the link rather. Okay, you can then go straight to Facebook and share it, and then share a link to the actual page on your website where it's found. Okay, or you can just simply share a few cool tips and then put the link to your website where the video is actually found on your website and not on Facebook. Okay, you can just post the video on your own website first. Okay, and you can get a lot of traffic that way. I mean, you think of the really popular videos that are out there, well, they're public, and you can post them on your website, depending on whatever niche you're in with your business, and then drive traffic from Facebook to your website. Okay? So if you're thinking strategically about this, and you have a way for them to opt in and get something valuable, that would be a great next step, people people to take after you share something valuable on Facebook. So first step is you share something cool and awesome, and make sure to put the link in there in your comment, okay, on your feed or on your page on Facebook. And then when someone clicks on that link, they're going to be taken over to, or should be taken over to, an opportunity where if they don't know you, then it's a great point there to give them something of value for free. Okay, so think of something that you could give them in exchange for their name and email. So what I'm talking about is getting traffic from Facebook and driving it straight to some type of opt-in page, okay, or squeeze page, as we call it. And a squeeze page is presenting something clear that's valuable for them, that's customized to them, as much as possible, and asking them for their name and email, and then that's going to trigger your entire email marketing, autoresponse system. If you have or know much about that, we've done a training on that, and you can check that out afterwards. But so that's what works, okay? That works. So instead of directly going onto Facebook and saying, hey, I have a product for sale, check it out, go buy it, that doesn't work. Okay, so first warm the people up, and and keep in mind that your friends and family and all these folks, they're going there to interact and to engage and have fun or do whatever, with their network. And so you got to keep at it. So doing it one time or posting a status for the first time and then never doing it again doesn't work. But what does work is being consistent with it, right? So every day, if you're cycling through different pieces of content and you're sharing with folks, then you create more and more awareness. They see who you are. They get to know you more, just like with any other type of relationship. If you invest time in engaging and talking with them and communicating, they'll know you more and more. Okay. But always think about what you're really, communicating though. Because the downside, one of the downsides of creating or sharing stuff on Facebook, it's really easy for people to misconstrue it, it's not a really effective place to have in-depth conversations. Okay, it's a great place to go and engage quickly and then bring them from one environment, which is Facebook, to your own environment, and then engage more in depth with them. Okay, because then you can control the conversation a lot more effectively than you can on Facebook. So I've had plenty of conversations on Facebook with people, and it's just not nearly as effective compared to having great conversations, obviously, with them in person or on your own blog posts or in your own forums on your website. Okay, that's the bottom line, is think about how you can take them from that environment there over to your own environment, and you can help them help you build up that great relationship. Okay, and a few other points I want to bring up with Facebook is that you can create groups for all kinds of reasons. I mean, there's I've created private groups that you can invite people privately to, and you can discuss. You can have like mastermind groups through that type of approach. A lot of companies, including myself, have private mastermind groups you can form, and you can also make them public or invite only. And so when you check those out, you can use those groups as elements of customer support for your business. Think about an easy way, of supporting your customers. If you run a business that, involves taking care of your customers on a regular basis, that could be a really good environment to consider, inviting those customers to one group, and they can go there and, ask you questions, and it's a controlled environment, and it's all supported by Facebook, okay? All right, so we're going to stop there with the Facebook topic and move on. But does anyone have any questions about Facebook that you want to go over? Okay. We're going to jump into Pinterest. Okay. So let's go over to, I'm just going to pull it up here and we'll talk about it. So when you go to Pinterest, you know, many people might not have heard of Pinterest because it's not as commonly known compared to Facebook and so forth, but it is really popular, especially among women, you know, who, my wife is always on there, you know, checking out all kinds of cool recipes and, ideas for, housing and for home projects and, gardening, and, I mean, the list goes on and on. But there's all kinds of neat things you can check out. But the great thing about, there's a lot of great things about Pinterest, but Pinterest is image-driven. So any type of image that you have, you can post it straight here. And there's also, if you use WordPress, there's Pinterest plugins that you can use. You can also use the Jetpack WordPress plugin, and you can tie that in, a lot with your Pinterest marketing. But this is a social media outlet. Okay, a lot of people go here and, pin images, and so pinning is all about just sharing. You post it, you share an image that you find valuable, with the network. And if they find it valuable, well, then they can pin it or reshare it, with their groups. So it's the same type of process, okay, with Facebook and Twitter and all that. If they find it valuable, they can share it with their network, and it starts to, go viral, or it can, okay, depending on what you share and how you share it. But it's all image-driven here with Pinterest. Okay, the things that work out great follow those same type of principles I shared earlier, which is, value, emotion-driven type of images that are either super fun and exciting, joyful and loving, or on the opposite end, controversial or angry, or things that get people's ire up. The main thing is that the emotion is what drives everything. So if you think about the images that you're sharing, does it inspire? Does it create a feeling within yourself? Does it get someone? Does it get someone's mojo going? Okay, think about how they're going to feel, how they're going to think, and what they're going to, what kind of emotion is going to be evoked by looking at the image when you share. So you're thinking about the outcome of what you're sharing here. Because the whole idea, once again, is to share stuff that's awesome. And when people check it out, you want them to take a specific action. So when you share your images through Pinterest, you can go there and check it out in more depth. I won't go over all the technical stuff on the call, but just give you an overview of what you can do with it. When you go to your website, your own website, if you're using WordPress, and I strongly recommend that you do because it's a lot easier to use WordPress, especially for this type of marketing with posting images from your WordPress site to your social media outlets. But when you post your images on your WordPress site, you can automatically post them to Pinterest, and they can be categorized into different boards or categories. As, they call them boards. They're just basically categories. Okay, so you can categorize all your images in different groups. There are categories such as funny images, images about family images, things that make you laugh, things that make you cry, things that, so you can organize all kinds of categories or boards, as they call them. And you can even make private boards, where the public don't see those boards at all, only you do, and which is kind of cool. So you can even use that as a way of organizing, images that remind you of certain things or help you keep track of certain to-dos or goals. Or you can even use it as a way of creating a vision board or a dream board, for your life. Yeah. So those are other just side note tools or considerations you can check out and consider implementing using the power of Pinterest. Okay. But they've really come a long way. They've grown a lot. Within the past couple of years, they haven't been around for a long time, and they've implemented a lot of excellent features in here that allow you to share content quite easily. And so, think about posting like I said, awesome images that evoke great emotion, inspiring emotion, and then also consolidating and synthesizing, simplifying information and presenting that information on here, and that's makes it more share worthy and makes it far more likely that people will share it with other people. Okay. Okay. So that's pretty much about it. With Pinterest, some of the other points I'll probably mention here with Pinterest is, to make it easy for you, to share stuff on Pinterest is they have what's called a bookmarklet. And so when you go to Pinterest, you go into your settings area, and you can use the pin it button. The pin it button, okay? So the pin it button just allows you to easily share stuff around the web on Pinterest. So you can share all, let's say, a lot of people, they ended up taking the product images that they have for their e-commerce business, and they post all of their images on here in different categories on their boards. Think about the affiliate products you have and taking the images of those affiliate products and posting them here. Think about your own products, okay? Think about whatever you got, okay? And as long as there's an image that is effective, that you believe would be effective to share, then share it. Okay, post it on here and get it in front of people. People are repinning stuff all the time, and it can be another outlet for your business marketing. Okay, so we'll end there on the topic of Pinterest. There's other elements that you can check out with them too, but that's the basics with Pinterest. So we're going to go over to Twitter now and talk about Twitter. So Twitter, has been around for quite a while, and I remember when they first came out, I just kind of heard the name, to tweet something, and it sounded ridiculous. It's like, what? Tweet? It still sounds kind of geeky, but whatever it is, it works, and it's the bottom line with Twitter is that it's another fantastic outlet for expression. That's the major driving force of all social media is self-expression. Think about why you go to Facebook. Why do people go there? Why do people go to Twitter and Pinterest? Okay? They're looking at ways of expressing themselves. Okay, and that's one of the drives of human behavior. That's what motivates them to do what they do is self-expression. So if you allow people to express themselves easily through your website, okay, then that's really powerful and it motivates them. That's one of the things that obviously drives Twitter is the ability for people to express themselves whenever they want easily. And so a lot of people use Twitter as a way of following other people, keeping updated with the latest and greatest news that people have to offer. I mean, you see more and more news stations that are, posting different tweets from, celebrities or people locally, in local environments throughout the world and reporting on different status updates, with people. And so it's penetrated a lot of areas in our entire aspect of living, each day. And so when you use Twitter, once again, it's another tool that you can use to help, spread the message, spread your business, and get it in front of more and more people. And it's not true to say that, Pinterest or Facebook or Twitter alone is going to make millions. That's not the point. The point here is using social media to, as a tool to help you create more awareness and educate people about what you have to offer, and have people follow you and create a following, have people engage with what you have to offer. And more and more people who are offering comments and giving you feedback, the better. And the last thing you want is to have people obviously not do that, right? You want to have people, ask you questions and check things out, and so you got to jump into the game. This is one of the ways of doing it. But some of the elements with Twitter, though, compared to other networks, is that you don't have a lot of room, you know, to share, you know, information there inside of your tweets. You just have, you know, one or two lines, you know, max. You know, it's kind of like creating a paid advertisement on Google. You don't have a lot of space to advertise or present what you have to offer. So just make it short, simple, and then the link that you put inside of your tweet would go straight to whatever source that you're sharing. So if you're sharing a tweet and you want to drive them straight over to, you know, once again, your website, then do that. Okay, and you can manually craft those tweets, those messages that go out to your followers. And that's what I would recommend doing. You know, so if you have a product that you want to promote and you have a sales funnel for it, well then type up something that is educational and send them to a page where they can get something free and valuable. And then from there, they can move forward with developing a relationship with you. Okay? Now, Twitter, you know, not too long ago, it's probably, I would say, it probably has been about 6 months ago or so, they opened up their you know, paid advertising system. So you can actually pay, you know, pay money to be able to advertise, you know, your business in front of, you know, Twitter and all the, you know, their following. So you can check that out and research that out a bit more. But I won't go into a depth on that topic here, but just know that you have the ability, you know, to do paid advertising through Twitter now, which is kind of cool. Okay? Now let's go over to Google Plus. Now Google Plus isn't as common, you know, of a social media outlet that you know, a lot of people use, but it is really powerful to use, and it can influence a lot of your you know, rankings and a lot of you know, people who are following you as well if you're on, you know, Google Plus. But there's, you know, there's certain features and elements of all of these networks that are obviously different, you know, compared to when you stack them up against each other. But Google Plus is they give you a lot more control over how you share stuff. Okay, so I'm not going to go super in-depth on Google Plus here today because there's not really a ton that we're going to go over with that but that we haven't gone over already, okay, with these other networks like with Facebook and Twitter. Okay, you can do a lot of the same stuff. Okay, you can share content, same thing with the other areas, but with here you can control what kind of circles, as they call them, that you share those with. Okay, if you want to share something, then you can control, well, who you share that with. I only want to share this with the, you know, the people who are in my mastermind circle, or who, you know, the people who are in my, you know, just my friends circle. Okay, so whatever circle you have and you've organized, you can control how you share that and to who you share that with. Now, there's also another excellent thing that you should definitely consider, too, especially if you're doing SEO, so search engine optimization. If you've ever noticed going to search engines and you've ever noticed the you know, the little picture of people right next to the search result, okay, you know, those are author-related tags that are associated to that you know, search result. So if you were to go to Google and type in, say, I'm just going to rattle off something here, so WordPress tutorials. Okay, if you type in WordPress tutorials, or you know, you can type in, you know, drop shipping lists. Okay, you'll notice that on the left-hand side of some of those results, you'll see people's pictures there. So you can use Google Plus as you can go to Google and search this out, but it helps out with having your advertisement in the search engine stand out, okay, instead of having just, you know, just the text only and the search results. When you go to Google, you can have your little picture right next to, you know, the search result, and it helps, like I said, it sticks out a lot better and has, you know, people's eye naturally gravitate toward images a lot faster, and if they see your image, then I'll see, you know, the net result would be more traffic, okay. So you can check that out, and learn more about how to implement the author tag in your WordPress website so you can have that image show on the search results. Okay, I've seen a big difference with that. You know, I didn't think that, well, actually, yeah. Anyways, I did it, and it works. So the other things you can do inside of Google+, you can share photos, just like with, you know, Facebook and all that. Share links and videos, and you know, post events. And when you're doing events, you can change, you know, the look and feel of it, the date and time and location. And so, you know, you can consider doing Hangouts. I mean, a lot of online marketers, you know, do that same type of approach. They use the Google+ as offering events, and they tie them into their Google Hangouts. And that can work out really good for you. It's free, pretty easy to do, and you can connect to a bigger audience instead of just thinking about, you know, just people locally. You can tap into anyone you want. You know, as long as they're able to connect through an internet connection, then yeah, you got them. You know, they can join your you know, Google Hangout. Okay, and there's other you know, features you can check out. We won't go over all the different features there, but just the basics is, you know, start adding people to your groups and start organizing, you know, the people in the targeted groups. So, you know, when you start to do more and more marketing, you'll be able to, you know, you'll be more aware of, you know, the different types of people that are looking for, you know, what you have to offer. And you're able to easily launch stuff a lot quicker, you know, obviously if you're organized. So the more organized you are, the better. Okay, now with the next outlet that I'm going to talk about here is with LinkedIn. Okay, so LinkedIn, let's go over there and we'll talk about that. So LinkedIn is a more business, you know, professional oriented environment. Okay, a lot of business folks, you know, go to LinkedIn, and they're able to, you know, find a lot of people to hire. And if you're also, if you just turn the table and if you're looking for places to work at, you know, they do a great job, you know, with helping you connect or find people to work for, and vice versa. Okay, you can easily find people to network here on a professional level. If you're looking for coders or designers, people to put on your team, awesome place. Okay. When you go there, you can set up your profile and, you know, just make sure to, you know, fill it all out completely so people can be aware of, you know, who you are. And that's one of the actually huge things that people check out first and foremost when they're researching. You know, or let's say you interview for a job and they want to know, you know, more about you. Well, one of the first places they check is your social media outlets. Now, are you on Facebook? Are you on LinkedIn? Well, they go there and check out, and they check out what's on your profile. So this is what you put on your profile is not just, you know, I mean, you can control the privacy settings as well, but using this as a tool of production, you can use that data as a way of, you know, creating more transparency and, you know, helping people gain more information quicker about who you are and what you stand for and how you can help them out by having a more complete a profile that you know, gives people a bigger picture about who you are and what you stand for. Okay. Yeah. So when you go there, you can create your profile and you can connect with people. You can recommend or endorse other people, and they can do that, vice versa. And when they endorse you, they'll you know, give you, you know, basically, you know, endorsements on areas of skill or talent that you have. And the more and more you build that up, you know, it stands in your favor in whatever you do, okay? Whether it be your own self-employed business or if you're an employee and you're looking for, you know, jobs. You know, employers look at that all the time, and they look at, okay, this person is really, you know, talented and also endorsed in, you know, by, you know, 233 people in the area of strategy. Cool, okay? And these are all, you know, third-party. You know, these are individuals who have, you know, recommended you, endorsed you, and, you know, it supports who you are and also what you stand for. really, you know, if you look at this in a different perspective on the subject of integrity or character, it helps your character and your integrity, you know, stand out even better. You know, the things that you, you know, want to be known for, and also what people know you for, you know, because, you know, they'll recommend certain things that you never really thought about. It's like, oh, well, okay, you endorsed me for this, and there's actually a lot of people who endorsed me for, you know, masterminding, and, you know, a lot of times when you look at the endorsements that you receive, it gives you insight about, you know, who you are, you know, because you're getting feedback from people who are looking from the outside in, okay? So, just a, you know, side note in regards to helping you out with using LinkedIn. But that's another cool feature that they offer that can benefit you greatly, is having other people endorse you. So build up your connections and jump into the game, you know, with connecting with more and more folks. And I would also suggest that, you know, you take the time to invite a nice endorsement for other people, okay? You know, you can write up you know, basically a feedback or testimonial about knowing someone, okay? So if you knew someone at work and you know, you want to, you know, write an endorsement for them, you know, do it, okay? And you give to receive. So if you give someone an endorsement, they'll usually write back. And the system in LinkedIn actually incentivizes that and follows up with them and say, hey, so-and-so just endorsed you. They wrote a great testimonial about you. Well, write one in exchange, and they give it to them. Yeah. Because, again, when people come here and check it out, either business references or people who are checking you out to you know, consider you to hire you as a as you know, as a coach or, you know, a teacher or, you know, whoever, if they're considering you as, you know, someone to connect with or work with or work for, then it's a great place to go. So when people go there, and you can write up, like I said, recommendations, not endorsements yet, but you know, recommendations. So now LinkedIn also has an area there for paid advertising. Okay, they have a paid advertising portal that you can go through, and you can target, you can present your advertisements in front of a lot of people really fast. Okay, so you scroll all the way down once you log in, you know, you'll be able to go into their advertising area, and you can check that out. Okay, but we're talking about here today about social media marketing, okay, the basics. And you can reach millions of people really fast, okay, through these social media outlets. And when you present the benefits of your service or product, then do it in a way that gets their attention, and then you're on your way of getting all kinds of traffic coming to your website. Now, I don't want to, you know, give you just rose glasses with this type of thing. You know, it's you know, the reality is when you first start, you know, first start off with this, especially if you're doing it on your own, it can cost quite a bit. Okay, so it's very important to set up a specific budget, you know, of you know, your marketing on if you're going to go that route of you know, marketing through the paid portals, you know, through Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn. Okay, so set up a specific budget if you're wanting to go that route, but it can work out really well, you know, as depending on what you're offering. Okay. All right. So with the last few minutes here, we're just going to do a recap. Okay. So we've talked about the major social media outlets that can help you out with getting lots of people coming to your offers. And we talked about the best strategies to take on how to post your comments or how to post your content in a strategic fashion, so you're not spilling the beans all up front, but you're presenting one thing at a time, and you're presenting what's interesting and gets their attention, and then you take them to a squeeze page, and they opt in and get something valuable, and they move on through your sales funnel. Okay, so we discussed that. We've also talked about, so we did, you know, talked about Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, Google Plus a little bit, and also with Pinterest. Okay, we've also discussed the elements of what you can do within those networks, and we've you know, talked about awareness, and that direct selling usually is not the way of you know, of marketing with social media. Okay, it's better to go about using social media outlets as a way of marketing awareness and getting more and more people aware and, you know, and people into the loop of understanding your business more and more. Okay, social media outlets are fantastic and very powerful to make new connections with people. I mean, you can easily join groups. You can you can befriend people in an instant, and just within a few minutes, you could have a few more connections that you never even had. And so it also allows you to stay connected continually, okay, with people that you haven't even seen for a long time, you know, and that you want to stay connected with. So I mean, you think about how life was before social media even came out. It was completely different, you know. I mean, we were, sure, I mean, there's pros and cons to both. And if you use it as a tool of, creating better relationships, then it can be, once again, a positive tool and a help for you. It can serve you. But obviously what you don't want to do is use social media as a distraction, which it can be for a lot of reasons, because you're always connected or can be always connected with, your social media updates and what's going on and all that stuff. And so you really need to be self-disciplined on controlling your time and using this, using these tools as they should be, tools of production. Okay, they should be tools to help you produce more and be a better leader and a better producer in your life. So they also allow you to run all kind of contests and competitions. They have systems in here that are already built. Okay, you don't have to build systems from scratch if you didn't want to. Run with a tool that is already in place. Facebook and Google Plus and people who use a lot of hashtags, they use that as a method of generating competitions and running them. So all kinds of neat things that people have done and still do, with the power of social media in generating more buzz and more awareness and more traffic and so on and so forth as they start to get out there more and more. Okay. So one of the rules to keep in mind with this is create an identity. Okay, with your industry first. When you create awareness, what do you want people to know or understand about who you are? Okay, if you're clear about what your business is all about, what you stand for, what is your business all about? Okay, a while back ago, we did a training on creating a value proposition, and one of the elements of your value proposition preparation is understanding why. Why do people come to your site, or why should they? Why should they care? Why should they care spending time coming there? Okay, the more clear you are about that, the easier it's going to be for you to be able to create an identity. So people can identify with who you are quicker because you're clear, obviously. If you're clear, then you should be able to communicate and present your message, effectively, because you know what you're all about. So get as clear as you can with who you are as a business and who you are as a person. That's really where everything starts anyways, right? Your self-image, your identity itself. That's the core of everything. And more clear you are about yourself, your identity is going to positively benefit your business and positively impact your social media outcomes. Okay? So we'll stop there for the day, and if you have any questions, go ahead and ask them. If not, we'll plan on next week. We're going to be talking about a completely different topic next week that I'll announce, but we'll stop there, and you guys have a wonderful day. If you have any questions, just let me know real quick, okay?
I have one question.
Yeah.
I was wondering, in your opinion, if I'm going to do advertisements, which do you think is the best social media site to advertise through? Let's say, for instance, the product that I'm going to be selling is audio meditations and music.
I would do a combination of LinkedIn and Facebook.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yep. And I would take the approach of that we talked about today, of always coming from the a position of creating awareness, teaching. Okay, teaching people about what you have to offer, instead of putting anything in relation to something that's price oriented right on the ad. You know, just present the benefits right up front, and then guide them straight straight to your squeeze page.
Okay.
Yeah. So using a combination of effective marketing and your advertising, the way that you craft your message in your ad, and the image that you use. Okay, those are going to be, that's the bait, if you compare it to the fishing analogy. If you're, fishing for the type of people who are looking for transformation in their mind and clearing limiting beliefs and so forth, then, use, obviously, images that can get their attention regarding that. And, when you look at the advertisements in those networks, it's interesting. You learn a lot by observing. So when you look at a lot of these advertisements, you can see, which ones stand out to me? My eyes naturally gravitate towards certain ads, and why not others? So usually the more bright, captivating images that are presented, get your eye to look at them. And then once they're looking at them, what do you want them to see when they look at the image? What kind of emotional image or wording can you use to get their focus, to be able to actually take their hand and click on that button, click on that link. So you're just psychologically thinking through this. Yeah, those are the two networks, though, I would go with. Okay, any other questions at all? Darren, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. No more questions.
Okay, cool. All right, well, you have a fantastic day there, and go out there and make it happen, huh?
Great, thank you. You too.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.